A couple of years ago, I was in the holy Indian city of Varanasi, and I saw what CNN showed the world recently on the new show, Believer with Reza Aslan. I saw the Ganga, the holy river of the Hindus, polluted. I saw the floating garbage, the defecating humans. I saw the smoke rise from funeral pyres on the banks. And I saw milkmen wash their pans in that water. I saw people bathe in the murky brown water. No wonder Reza Aslan seemed squeamish when asked to take a holy dip.
I'm like a germaphobe. I don't want to be an American asshole or anything, but there is no way I am getting in this water.
I am Hindu and I will not get into that water if I can avoid it. Aslan is a braver man than me. He does get in eventually. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. But while Aslan is getting into holy water, the show has gotten into hot water. The episode is about the Aghoris, a small sect within Hinduism which tries to break with ideas of ritual purity and pollution and caste divisions. Some of them live on the riverbank smeared with ash from funeral pyres. One of them tells Aslan that even human flesh is not taboo, but tasty.
One person told me, after burning, human flesh, body flesh, is so tasty. Oh, so sweet and so tasty.
Then Aslan tries to get as his guru, one who wants him to pour some alcohol in a human skull, offers him what he says is a piece of brain, and then tries to fling his own urine on him.
That's when things got out of hand.
At which point, Aslan beats a hasty retreat.
Pretty sure that that's not the Aghori that I was looking for.
He then finds other more normal Aghoris who run orphanages and leprosy clinics and schools and try to break down caste barriers through service rather than peace-stained theatrics.
Aghor never differentiated with the caste. For us, they are just a human. Doesn't matter from which caste they came. I accept them, I welcome them.
But it's created quite a ruckus. Hawaii's Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, a practicing Hindu, tweeted that I'm very disturbed that CNN is using its power and influence to increase people's misunderstanding and fear of Hinduism. University of San Francisco professor Vamsi Juluri writes in Huffington Post that at a time when several Indians have been attacked in America, it is unbelievably callous and reckless of CNN to be pushing sensational and grotesque images of bearded brown men and their morbid and deathly religion. Aslan says the show is not about Hinduism, but one Aghori sect within it. The problem is for the viewing public unfamiliar with Hinduism, that's a distinction without much of a difference. Nobody will take an episode of an obscure Christian cult as commentary on mainstream Christianity. But Hinduism, that's a different matter. Already Hindu gods with elephant heads are regarded as more Disney than holy. They've been used to sell beer and flip-flops, even toilet seats. It's not that it's fake news. I know a lot of Indians bristle when Aslan gags at their holy river.
There are millions of liters of human waste, sewage, untreated sewage, that gets dumped into this water at Varanasi every day. I'm not kidding. Yesterday, I saw a guy take off his pants and literally just take a shit directly into the water. Right into the water. It's basically just a giant toilet.
But for those offended by that, commentator Rajasri Sen writes on News Laundry, it's not nice to hear, but it is the truth. Don't hate on CNN and Aslan. Clean the Ganga instead. But it must also sting Hindu Americans that Aslan, an Iranian American often called upon to speak out against stereotypes of Islam, seems to be now playing a religious version of Fear Factor, the grimacing American gamely playing extreme sports in some dark continent. The peace-praying guru offering him the secret of his faith for some cheap liquor in a skull is obviously not someone most Hindus would take seriously. He is fringe of the fringe, but he gets mainstream spotlight because he makes for good TV. And it feels to many Hindus around the world that we have not moved that far from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and its crazed thuggy high priest Mola Ram and eating monkey brains. Bad karma, folks. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Oh, all you ever do is talk all the time. You gotta be-